another exciting chapter of Lawyers Hospital.
Seven 7,000 miles away, in deepest secrecy, engineers working for our arch enemy, Soviet Russia, were putting the final preparations on a rocket that would carry a 23-inch aluminum sphere, polished so that it would shine like a star. Although no one knew it yet, what these scientists and engineers were about to do would change America and the world forever.
Moments of farewell. Photographers are taking their last shots. Our space rocket is ready in the center of the cosmodrome. The countdown begins. Now only a few moments remain. Mighty roar. Our rocket vibrates. White hot flame gushes downward. And the great beast lifts slowly from the earth. We are about to create a new planet that we will call Sputnik.
The first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created. This first satellite was today successfully launched in the USSR.
We are bringing to you the most important story of this century. Mankind's breakthrough into space.
In about 24 minutes, it will be over Santiago, Chile. And in about 50 minutes from now, it will be over Spain.
The entire neighborhood, the entire city, in fact, the entire nation, it seemed, was standing outside watching what the Russians had done.
What'd you say when you saw Sputnik 1?
I shouted to Mr. Robert Brown, I think I have it.
Scanning the horizon while the world watches the flight of the satellite.
Right at the appointed hour, Sputnik flew over, and I'll tell you what, if God himself in a chariot had flown over, I would not have been more impressed.
A tiny voice is heard from the vastness of space. A lonely and mysterious cry that forever separates the old from the new.
Every man was out there in his backyard watching history change. Not at a great battle or not at a great, you know, a revolution, but in fact at a little blip in the sky.
Sputnik was the first man-made thing that ever floated above our heads in outer space. It didn't do anything but send out innocent radio beeps. But Sputnik was earth-shattering. Not only because it was the first man-made thing in space, but because of the rocket that got it there and what that rocket meant.
The Soviets said the kind of rockets which have taken Sputnik up could also carry nuclear weapons in space. They were using Sputnik to try to scare the United States, to scare Americans into the idea that we were all in danger of some Soviet nuclear weapon coming from space.
The United States is in a state of confusion and surprise.
Sputnik was the 9/11 of our day. People were shocked that Russia had a technology that could do this and we didn't.
America said, now wait a minute. Russians can't even build a refrigerator. What are they doing putting a Sputnik, a satellite, into orbit?
We were convinced as Americans that we were the dominant power in the world. We had to be. So the idea that our arch enemy, the evil Soviet Empire, could beat us by getting into space first was just devastating. I mean, people were walking around saying, how can this happen? You know, U.S. is number one. What is this?
This is the Soviet Union's first man-made Earth satellite, on display at the USSR Industrial Exhibition in Moscow.
Russian author and dissident Masha Gessen knows autocracy firsthand. I originally spoke with her before I visited Moscow, which was before our election, and she had some reassuring words about a potential Trump presidency.
I feel like we're staring into an abyss.
Now that we're actually plummeting into that abyss, I sought out Masha again for more of her comforting insights. This time, I took her to the only place I feel truly safe.
Hey, Julie D.
My subterranean panic room.
This way.
Come on in. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Do you care for a soup? I've been coming in here and stress eating quite a bit. Not much left. So I guess my first question is, what is the recipe for successfully resisting an autocracy?
I get asked that a lot.
Mm-hmm. So?
You know, I had to flee my country.
Okay.
Most efforts to successfully resist that I know of failed.
Well, thanks for joining us for another edition of Bunker Talk with Samantha Bee. Today's guest was, I should ask her another question. What are your biggest worries about the incoming Trump administration?
Oh, my biggest worry is a nuclear holocaust.
Thanks again for joining us for Bunker Talk with Samantha Bee.
If miraculously we avoid that, then, you know, he's certain to do irreparable damage to the environment that will make the survival of the human species impossible.
I thought you were going to kind of, like, ease me into it. Just the tip at first.
But there's very little we can do. So I stick to little things like the impossibility of going on to democracy after Trump.
Where are we in the whole downfall of America thing? I mean, can you show me on this chart where rock bottom is? So let's say this little mark here represents, you know, in the primaries talking about creating a Muslim registry.
Okay.
A little bit downhill from there. Mexicans are rapists. And then, of course, grab them by the pussy. Just get another page. I'm gonna need more paper. What low points do you expect to see in our near future?
Well, he's going to lift the sanctions against Russia. He's going to start banning one newspaper after another from the White House. He is going to start thinking about wars. He is going to go to the Putin model of holding one press conference a year.
Hold on a second. Jesus. Okay, are we at rock bottom yet?
No. So suppose some cities refuse to cooperate with deportations. So he calls on the American people to start reporting immigrants. I think that's when we start getting into really disgusting territory.
Is that rock bottom?
No, that's not rock bottom. But that will be the beginning, you know, of a culture of citizen against citizen.
Okay, so that's rock bottom, and then we bounce back.
So there's a Russian joke. We thought we had hit rock bottom, and then someone knocked from below.
I'm sure that joke's funnier in the original Russian, just as Trump's pronouncements would likely sound better screamed in German. And speaking of Trump speaking,
in this way, he's very similar to Putin. He uses language to assert his power over reality. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is, I claim the right to say whatever the hell I please. And what are you going to do about it?
It's hard for me to believe that he has the cunning to be perpetrating this intentionally.
It's instinctual. It's, you know, it's a bully in a playground.
Okay.
You know, it's like, imagine the little kid who says to you, you know, give me my pencil box back. And he says, I don't have your pencil box, but it's right there in mm-hmm. your right hand. There's nothing in my right hand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what he's doing. The point is not so much to take your pencil box. It's to render you completely powerless. Because everything you know how to do, which is to say it's right there, is useless.
And you look foolish, no matter what. You don't come out cool.
And you don't get your box back either.
Meaning the box that Trump grabbed, the one containing a functioning democracy. And also meaning your vagina box.
Is there anything that I personally can do to resist?
The thing I think to do, and this is my recipe, is to actually to continue panicking, to continue to be sort of the hysteric in the room and to keep saying this is not normal.
I can stay hysterical.
Good, good. Keep doing that and just remember why you're panicking. Write a note to yourself about what you would never do.
Okay.
And when you come to the line, don't cross it. Okay. What if Ivanka wants to come on your show?
Ivanka? No. Why, do you think she'd do it? She asking about me?
Masha and I had an extensive and encouraging conversation.
Really, it's the nuclear holocaust that I'm worried about.
There it is again. All right, I am never leaving this room. Thank God we have Sting here in the bunker to keep us company and serenade us. Hey, you sing that song for her, she'll love it.
I hope the Russians love their children too.
You know, that's not really Sting, right?
What are you on, Jerry?
It's that new drug, Tsar.
Tsar Nicholas, for your crimes against Russian people, you die! No escaping to Asia, Anastasia.
Amnesia?
Da svidania, Tsarina.
Oh, Mother Rush.
Tower traffic is solid stone, thanks to the infidel Grateful Dead at the pyramids, loud enough to wake the pharaoh.
Along with all the other jobs that were offered, one was Donald Duck Law Firm of Indianapolis. There is one of the largest, yes, most conservative law firms in all of Indianapolis is Donald Duck and Associates.
That's right.
And also you'd say the Central Intelligence Agency is having job appointment interviews. Yes, yes. No put on, man. No put on.
The Donald Duck Law Firm?
Donald Duck and Associates. In Indianapolis. And we'll get a letter when
and
we
syndicate. And you laughed at me when I confused Ferdy Griffey and Elmer Fudd.
Right. Well, they're rich and powerful men, and it's dangerous to confuse them. Donald Duck and Associates are just simple lawyers in Indianapolis, man. They don't have any power or ability to terrorize people outside of the city limits. Just little guys.
When I get rich, I'm going to invent a law firm, an investment securities brokerage house called Dagwood Bumstead Investments. And I'm going to take out ads in all the big national newspapers. For a long time, I'm going to do that. Dagwood Bumstead, really. And we send everybody's money back who sends it in.
Right. We wanted to put a big sign up by the farm, right down by Barham Boulevard, that said, heart transplants, park and lock it.
But just remember that if you do run a law firm, the moon cannot be stolen. I'm reminded of a little story, you know. Roy Khan, a Zen master, lived in a little hut at the foot of a mountain. One evening, a thief visited the hut only to discover there was nothing in it to steal.
Oh, he not here, nothing to steal.
Roy Khan returned and caught him.
Oh, yeah, oh.
You may have come a long way to visit me, he told the prowler.
You may come a long way to visit me.
And you should not return empty-handed.
And you should not return with empty hand.
Please take my clothes as a gift.
Please get out of here right now!
The thief was bewildered. He took the clothes and slunk away.
Where'd you go? Slink.
Roy Khan sat naked, watching the moon. Poor fellow, he mused.
Poor fellow.
I wish I could give him this beautiful moon.
Wish he hadn't taken my beautiful moon.
shadow.